Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. William Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.org. Bill's website is smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. You spell it that way. And he's our good friend. He's here with the Index of Small Business Optimism, which lately hasn't been very optimistic. Bill, I want you to talk to us about your view of 2013. Number one, we talked about the overall index of your people, what your people are telling you. My unscientific poll, unlike yours, which is a very scientific poll, my unscientific poll has almost three quarters of our respondents either undecided about next year or not optimistic about next year. Only a little more than a fourth said they were optimistic about next year. That's not a good sign, Bill.
No, that's not. That really indicates that, you know, again, we're still really uncertain about where things are going to go. And, of course, since we put back in place the same management team that we had for the last 4 years,
right,
they were unable to come up with a business plan, so we went all those years without a budget, which is even unconstitutional. But so they have no business plan and they have no strategy for dealing with the problems that we all know are there. That would certainly make you pessimistic about what's going to happen in the future, because you don't have anybody steering the ship you have any confidence in. But fundamentally, you know, the private sector in the U.S. economy is so strong that, you know, it really survives the beating the government.
In spite of the government.
Right.
But Bill, how long is that going to happen? At what point does Main Street just shrug?
Well, you know, it won't be, because everybody, you know, that's where we all make a living. The question is, will it be a great living or will it be, you know,
right,
the kind that we have now? I mean, so fundamentally, we have many good things going for us. One, we have 3 million new people joining the economy every year. So
right,
that's a 1% growth in the population. That basically ensures you kind of 1% GDP growth. So you've got that going for you. We continually, as we know, things continue to depreciate and wear out. So we have that kind of fundamental going for us. The average age of the car stock does get older every month, but by slower and slower rate, at some point, you can't drive it another year.
No, you can't.
And
Bill,
you have to go get a new car.
What does Bill Dunkelberg think are the chances of something ugly happening in 2013?
I think pretty low. I think the Washington will do, you know, nothing that's that stupid that really scares everybody, which is what it'll really take. That is, you and I, consumers who are 73% of gross domestic product, you and I would have to cut our spending back even more, you know, in fear of something.
Right. So you think the chances of a recession in 2013 are pretty low.
Yeah, true recession.
The chances of any kind of a breakout recovery are pretty low, too.
Exactly. You know, the growth rate of 2% seems like the one we're destined to have, which means unemployment continues to stay high and we have excess capacity.
Right.
And, you know, we slowly resolve things. So housing will, of course, because we have 3 million more people every year, housing is coming back and that'll be a bright spot. And,
you know, Bill,
energy will be a bright spot.
The thing that I'm sad about is the Obama administration, in my opinion, with help from Congress, has squandered in the last 4 years and probably will squander in the next 4 years the single greatest thing that makes America so exceptional and unique in the world, and that's the entrepreneurial vigor. They've squandered that in the last 4 years, and they're probably going to do it in the next 4 years. They could have already turned this economy around. Because they don't understand, maybe they don't even realize it exists, or they don't like it, or whatever, they've squandered that dynamic. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. You know, I was listening to some pieces of stuff that Jeff Immelt was talking about on an interview, and I suddenly realized that what he was talking about, he was admiring the Chinese and the five-year plans,
wow.
and they get things done. And I
wow.
thought, well, you know, that's the way he runs GE.
Yeah.
He's the king. But the point is, those are the people that the president is talking to. They're all
that's right.
think they should run everything.
That's
Let them
right.
decide how many cars we can have and how much health.
Well, and
we
they're also thinking internationally, not about America. And yeah. and you can't think about American exceptionalism if you don't focus on America. And that's what that's the problem
exactly.
we got, folks. And small business owners get that, Bill. And that's why they're not happy about how things are going. Hey, Bill, good job today. Thanks again. Good job on the survey, as always. And we really appreciate you being here today.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Dr. Bill Duenkenberg, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.